Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The push is on by the White House and GOP leadership to get enough support to pass a debt deal and prevent a government default. CBS's Skylar Henry.
The House Rules Committee discussed the legislation ahead of an expected vote on whether to send it to the full House for consideration.
It puts the brakes on the past 2 years of Washington's reckless runaway spending.
The bill represents a necessary compromise.
The legislation would impose federal spending reductions for the next 2 years and suspend the debt limit past the next presidential election.
The mayor of Davenport, Iowa, says five people remain unaccounted for after Sunday's partial apartment building collapse. Structural engineers say the six-story building is no longer stable and are helping to assemble a plan to take it down piece by piece. An emotional fire marshal, Jim Morris.
You can't run up to a pile of bricks and rocks and just start throwing things off. As much as we want to get everybody out, and we want to do it right now.
Warnings from some top executives that artificial intelligence could harm humanity as we know it. CBS's Matt Piper.
Hundreds of leading scientists and tech industry leaders have signed a statement that artificial intelligence raises risk of extinction.
We're in fact saying that it could end the human race.
Dan Hendricks is director of the Center for AI Safety.
We're not talking about the current ChatGPT models or anything like that. We're talking about potential future versions of AI.
Versions, he says, could be used for bioterrorism. The letter also was signed by experts in nuclear science, pandemics, and climate change. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The news was shared today through the Carter Center in Atlanta. When she was diagnosed is not clear. Leslie Holland is with the Alzheimer's Association of Georgia.
We're saddened to hear of the diagnosis, obviously, but we're also just appreciative of the former First Lady and her family for sharing the diagnosis.
The former First Lady is 95, and her family says she continues to live happily at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. Air New Zealand wants passengers to step on the scale before they board international flights. Reporter Scott Mayman explains why.
Passengers will be weighed over the next 6 weeks with the information to help guide pilots who need to measure the weight and balance of an aircraft. A passenger gets on a scale, but the readings go straight to a computer.
Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes has started serving her 11-year prison sentence in Texas. It comes after a notorious blood testing hoax in which investors were bilked out of hundreds of millions of dollars. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bugtussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bugtussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bugtussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bugtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is the list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, May 31st. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet at 1 in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their regular monthly meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. The Central Wisconsin Economic Development Fund Incorporated will meet at 2 by teleconference. The Zoning Board of Appeals will meet at 2 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 4 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet at 1 at the Adams County Community Center. The City of Adams Policy and Procedure Committee will meet at 5 at the City Municipal Building. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 55. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 90. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 63. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin, and we are very excited. Well, I'm very excited because he's been on the show before. But I wasn't actually here when he was on. But Representative Evan Goyke, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for having me back.
And so, actually, I think the last time I saw you was at Bird on a Wire for Luann Bird's fundraiser, which was wonderful, back in October. And I think you said, you're like, when am I getting back on the show? So sorry it took so long.
That's okay. I'm available. That was the coolest political event I've ever been to, though. That remains just, that was a special night.
It was to be a part of it. Yes, I totally agree. The music was so good. It was very Milwaukee. It was very uplifting. She is just a special human in general. And yeah, I was really happy that I got to be there for that. But and you were also on Earl's show today, so it's a big Civic Media Day for you.
Yeah, I should have just moved in and hung out at the studio all day. I've been a little bit more efficient.
Welcome anytime.
We have free snacks. You could have eaten breakfast for free. But all right. Well, so I gotta say, it was funny because we were talking about a potential bipartisan bill about nurses at the top of the show today, and you were like, "Whenever there's bipartisanship, we're like, yay, bipartisanship," because often there's not. And no one probably knows that better than you, who's been in the assembly for 12 years, going on 12 years?
Yeah, 11, going on 12. Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm surprised that you have as much hair as you have and that it's not gray.
Gray now.
It isn't gray.
It's getting gray. Yeah, it's getting there.
Because you, being on the Joint Finance Committee, are at a lot of the center of a lot of the fights that are happening. And in fact, I actually made a video about one of your righteous, totally justified, but righteous anger moments last week when your mic got cut off talking about not even passing paid leave and putting it in the budget, just studying it. Just studying paid leave. And you brought up, what did you bring up? And then we're going to play the clip.
Yeah, well, you know, I hit a sore spot because the Republican governor in the fall, Tim Michaels, the candidate for governor, embraces this policy. You know, the Republicans have spent 50 years trying to end Roe versus Wade, and then they did. And now they have no idea what to do. They are absolutely lost about what comes next. And so some Republicans like Tim Michaels have embraced paid family medical leave when somebody has a child. And so I just reminded them of their candidate's position in the fall. And that must have made Senator Howard Markline really mad. And So he shut me up by muting my microphone, which has never happened to me.
But then
before.
He turned it back on, and you had one of the best mic drop moments. I don't know. Did you practice that speech, or did that just come to you?
No idea that the day was going to unfold like that. So that was completely winging it.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
I'm responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me up. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose.
Boom!
Cut me down and I will return five times what I was before. This from Star Wars or something, right? That's Obi-Wan.
Did it feel good to get that off your chest?
Well, it always feels good to get something like that off your chest. But I want to, I guess it's appropriate to thank Senator Howard Markline for what he did, because in response, more people are learning about the actual policy.
Yep.
I mean, remember, a speech feels good, but we lost.
Yeah.
Right. The more important thing is making progress towards enacting public policy that will help hundreds of thousands of families in Wisconsin. So I am grateful that he got very upset and turned off my microphone and got me really upset so that I could yell a lot so that we could have this conversation about how creating what is in essence an insurance program. It's much like unemployment compensation or Social Security, where workers can earn and set aside their a portion of their wages, and employers pay a small amount as well, so that when people grow their family or get sick or care for a loved one, they can do so with paid time off. It's a hugely important policy.
I totally agree. And you're right. I mean, sometimes that is the march towards actually getting something done, is just the continued awareness over it. And a viral video helps.
That's exactly right. And the more that gets spread, and the more, you know, it really isn't about yelling or having a mic muted. It's about the Republicans' unwillingness to actually have a policy debate about what they have fought and got a policy where women have to give birth if they're pregnant. So what's our responsibility after that? What do we do now in a post-Dobbs world? And, you know, some Republicans support this policy, and, you know, as a Democrat, I do too. So let's go. Let's get it done.
I totally agree. Well, one of the things we've talked a lot about this show, also having to do with having children, which is not dead yet, unless you have an update for us, is the Child Care Counts program and potentially having some funding in the state budget to ensure that we just stay at the status quo, let alone help where we're at with child care. And as I've talked about on this show many times, this is an issue that is going to become very immediate and personal for me very soon. And I still need to get on some wait lists. But where are we as far as any updates that you can say, as far as how are Republicans at least understanding the child care situation?
Somewhat.
Okay.
In a Thursday. So that the clip you played was from Tuesday of last week. Then Thursday we had a debate really around child care. And there was some commentary that was at least signaled that some Republicans understand that there needs to be a state involvement and subsidy to keep child care centers open. There were also some words exchanged that gives me an indication that they're not going to meet the mark set by the governor. The governor has, in his proposed budget, allocated $340 million. And so I think you're starting to see Republicans are going to do something. That something probably will not meet the need, and it probably will not, you know, fall short of the governor's mark. But, you know, I guess a step forward is positive. And and just as an additional indicator, when the budget debate began, the Republicans on Joint Finance removed over 500 items that, you know, can't come back up again. One of those was paid leave, which is why Senator Markline turned off my microphone. But interestingly, child care counts was not on that list.
Yeah.
It was not removed in that initial wave. And so that means it may indicate action on it at a later date.
We're talking to State Representative Evan Gwaike of the Milwaukee area about kind of just state budget stuff in general and the sausage making process that he is privy to. So I guess, because we've talked about that a fair amount as far as the 500 different issues that will not be included in the budget, besides that child care is still alive, depending on how much will actually be allocated towards it, what other issues are still alive that you think there's some bipartisan agreement on?
Well, you know, I think we have to increase funding for our public schools. Yep. The last budget gave a $0 increase in spendable money. And I think there's a recognition across the aisle that that has to happen. This coming Thursday, we're part of our agenda is on the Public Service Commission, which administers broadband expansion grants. So I think, you know, historically there's been some bipartisanship there. As also Thursday is debates about our building, what's called the capital budget, the state building plan. And that largely centers around our University of Wisconsin campuses. And the governor's suggested we put a lot of this one-time surplus cash into building these buildings, essentially buying a house but not having a mortgage. And the Republicans have indicated some support to that. And I'm hopeful that they'll follow the governor's lead, put a large amount of one-time cash into these building projects, and we'll have a more robust building budget than we've had in the last couple of budgets.
And then the final question, we only have like two or three minutes before commercial. So, but where are we? Any updates on shared revenue? I know as of last week, it was then Robin Voss saying we are done negotiating this bill. Devin LeMahieu saying maybe not. You're obviously not in the Senate, but any updates as far as continued negotiations there?
Yeah, I from everything that I've heard last week in the halls of the Capitol, I'm no longer kind of at the table because, as you mentioned, yeah, I'm in the Assembly and the bill's in the Senate. But yeah, my understanding is that conversations are continuing to happen. I think the earliest the Senate is in to vote would be June 7. And so what we'll have to really watch this week is, does the committee take a vote on the bill?
Okay.
And does that next process take place? They had a hearing last week. They have to actually vote on it. That's often where bills are amended. And so, you know, I think you can expect Senate action in the next week to 10 days. But from everything that I have heard and been party to, you know, progress continues on the bill.
And as a Milwaukee representative, for where the bill's at right now, what's been negotiated so far, what still is up in the air, what's kind of the best case scenario for Milwaukee coming out of this bill?
My best case scenario is that the majority party in the legislature backs away from some of the unique treatments of how we self-govern, things that we can and cannot spend our money on under the bill, diversity, equity, inclusion, changes to the police and fire commission, the streetcar, public schools. You know, there are additional strings attached in the bill that are unique to Milwaukee that are not put on any other unit of government. So the more we could, the more the deal for Milwaukee resembles how every other unit of government in Wisconsin is treated under the bill, the better for me. This is just reducing the amount of kind of the strings or the micromanaging or the changes on how we self-govern, the better.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but Representative Evan Gwaike will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. I said, come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
Catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image, Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinere. What was the...
That's from Star Wars.
I know it's from Star Wars.
Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting with Darth Vader.
Who's Darth Vader in this and who's Obi-Wan?
Yeah, this is important distinction. A little nervous.
Our representative is Obi-Wan.
Of course, our representative, Evan Goyke.
Please.
And our guest, our esteemed guest.
I'm done. Can I be done now? This is it. I have reached the pinnacle of my political career.
I do love...
I'm done.
Because there's a certain Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who also likes to use Star Wars imagery and metaphors, but on the flip side, that I think the side that the three of us find ourselves on. And so, you know, it really can be used of who you have to specify. You have to specify who is Darth Vader, because depending on who's setting up the metaphor, it could be different. all right. Like I said,
Thank you, Jane.
Our guest for this half hour is Representative Evan Goyke. And we're talking about budget stuff, shared revenue stuff, which, you know, is shared revenue is non-budgetary because it was taken out and it is a separate bill, even though it has a lot to do with everyone's budget and every municipality's budget, but it is outside of the budget, right, Goyke?
Yeah, it is. And it will, the bill also directs, we still have to do a bunch of things on joint finance through the budget in order to make the things in the budget happen. So it is outside, but only on paper.
Only on paper.
It really is a bunch of talk. Yeah.
So then, but also remind me, so one of the other items that was in Governor Evers' proposed budget, but I think is also now a separate bill, is American Family Field, right?
Correct. Yeah, so the governor had recommended taking just under $300 million and basically investing it, setting it in a trust to grow over the next couple of years so that when the stadium needs maintenance or new dollars for projects, they could pull from that trust. The Republicans took that out. They do not have a plan really yet to show the world, but they think that it should be a blend of the state, the locals, and potentially the team paying for the stadium. So that is a really big question mark. Ball is definitely in the Republicans' court right now on what the next steps are for the future of that deal, the future of the Brewers and AmFam Field. And you know, there's been a lot publicly out this last week from Major League Baseball and from the Brewers about just, you know, what the stakes are. And, you know, we will see. Negotiations are taking place. What the details are, I don't think anyone knows, because the Republicans haven't put them on paper. They haven't introduced it as a budget motion or a bill yet. So, you know, more to come on that. That is a big item that's kind of left out there hanging without resolution.
And do you have... What do you think? Like, what do you think would be the best deal as far as striking striking the difference between taxpayers paying more money or keeping the brewers, or kind of like what are the different trade-offs that you're looking at?
I think losing the brewers is a big loss for the state of Wisconsin and for Milwaukee. It would be a shame to see them go. I really, there's really good math behind the governor's proposal. And I know, look, if you put the money in a bank account now and it can grow over time, we basically get $440 million worth of future repairs for $290 million today. And if we pay for it on an ongoing basis, the costs will escalate. We know that fixing the roof 10 years from now will cost different than it would cost today. And I'm concerned that we're going to end up paying more for the same amount of repairs and maintenance and improvements than if we just put the money away. We still have $6.9 billion surplus. So let's just use some of it. It's not a small amount of money, but I do support the governor's position in large part because it's the cheapest way to ensure the team is here for the next 20 minutes or 20 years.
Or maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, or maybe 20 minutes. Let's hope not. Sorry, the next 2 years or more. And frankly, it just takes all the question mark out of it, right? It just let's wrap it up and get them to yes and put the whole thing in a posture moving forward that's resolved.
And that's actually interesting. You're the first one who's said it in that plain language as far as like, oh, let's take advantage of compound interest and the high interest rates we have right now because the Fed keeps trying to slow down inflation and actually be able to use this money in perpetuity, not in perpetuity, but in for a while. And I don't know if that part of his deal is advertised as much as far as why that kind of is smart math.
It's the nerdiest, wonkiest part of the deal, but just think about it. We have a lot of cash now. This could be a one-time expenditure. Put it in the bank, lock it up. By the time the brewers start drawing down the $290 million is a lot more than I have in any kind of bank account.
What?
You know,
so no.
The interest.
You've been in the legislature for 11 years. You're not a millionaire yet?
Yeah. I'm not a millionaire yet. No, I am. Yeah, it's pretty rough here in the assembly. But no, it is the smartest financial way to solve the problem in my estimation, because it actually it takes advantage of the power of compound interest.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're gonna have to have you back as these negotiations progress and develop. But then also, because we didn't even get to touch on the fact that you're gonna be running for a different office next year, and so we'll have to have you back to talk about city attorney. We'll have you back in a shorter period of time than the last time I saw you. I promise.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not wait 6 months. I would love to come back. I'm a candidate for city attorney in April of 2024 in the city of Milwaukee. So would love to come back and talk about that important election.
That very important election, because that's. Boy, that office right now. All right, different topic, different day. Representative Evan Goyke, thank you for coming on and spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you both.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, would you get a brain chip? I don't know. Depends on what it would do, but I'm leaning towards yes. We'll ask that question when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. 2 peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and Wheat Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 55. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 90. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 63. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
lot of skin in this game, but if I have any, as cheer for Jimmy Miami. Butler. Sure. Okay. But the thing is, because then after, it was the Sixers. They lost, they beat the Sixers because then Doc Rivers was also fired. And that was the joke of like, Miami Heat's coming for everybody's coach. But I say that as a segue because the Milwaukee Bucks have hired a new coach. Oh, they hired him. Well, they're set to hire. Okay. Set to hire Adrian Griffin as their new head coach. He'll be the 17th head coach in franchise history. And this follows a 23-day search following the dismissal of Mike Budenholzer. Who was so gracious on the way out. He really was. He was. It was just, if you're going to end a relationship, that's the way to do it, man. Class act. Not like Dan Kelly? Exactly. It was basically the opposite. The complete opposite. The two spectrums of how to say goodbye. And how to lose. Yeah. Dan Kelly on what really never to do and never to be heard from again. And Bud, Coach Bud, being like just a class act. All the way. And he is selling his house. If anyone has an extra $7 million and you want to buy a house, I'll search for that it. That is what his house is listed as. Okay. And River Hills? Probably. Yeah. That area. I mean, a $7 million house in Wisconsin is a pretty impressive house. I would certainly. There's not a ton of property that is like multi-millions of dollars. I mean, we have some. There's some, but there's not a lot. Lake Geneva area, you know, there are pockets. But yeah, $7 million should get you quite a bit of real estate. Go pretty far in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Griffin returns to Milwaukee. He was actually an assistant coach. Oh, cool. Yeah, so he spent the last five seasons as an assistant coach in Toronto, where he was part of the championship team that won in the 2018-2019 season. Okay. And, he's 48 years old, and he began his coaching career in Milwaukee. I like that. So he's coming back. He already knows the culture. He already knows the town. He's familiar-ish. Yeah, he was here in 2008, and he was part of the a three-team trade on August 13th, which also brought Luke Ridenour and Damon Jones to Milwaukee. He began his coaching career in Milwaukee, but never played again. I'm confused on the wording of this. This is from Journal Sentinel. But anyways. We're going to have a coach. Today is an off day. It's almost like we just had a three-day weekend. Well, and there's that. And I think a lot of people are still off. Do you think so? Oh, when I was driving in this morning, it was Deadsville on the roads. I think a lot of people are still on vacation. My brain is still on vacation, apparently. Well, and you're expecting, so. We're just going to keep blaming that. All right. Well, we do have a very fun third hour. No sour, haha, fun time power hour, of which we only have four left. Right. Because a week from yesterday, on June 5th, we are changing schedules. We are going to be starting at 10 and going till noon instead of being 11 to 2 every day. And so no sour, haha, fun time power hour is going to be condensed, right. Maybe called something else. Right. But we'll still do fun things. You know, we got to condense a lot into 2 hours after being at 3 hours since August. But coming up in the last hour, we are going to be talking to the Experience MKE podcast guys. Steve Glenn and Adam Duros are here in studio, and they have a really big announcement. Oh, yay. So if you live in the Milwaukee area, if you ever visit Milwaukee, you're definitely want to tune in for this. And then at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Jake Newborn of the Wisconsin Bike Fed, talking about Wisconsin Bike Week, which is next week. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Dream of win, with his feet stood so tall, playing deep with desire, yes, basketball. You see on the bubblegum cards, me and homeboy would go one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause current
hardest blow is rapping basketball.
They're playing basketball.
The ball, y'all.
They love that basketball.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5